Today, I will be talking about one of America's notorious serial killers, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy killed over 30 women in the 70s. Ted killed and raped girls ages 18 through 22, the youngest being 12 that we know of. He would lure his victims by acting injured or disabled and asking for help, knocking them unconscious and beating them to death. While there is some debate as to when Ted started killing, most sources say that he began his murderous rampage around 1974. Ted began his killings in the Seattle area and along the western states. Ted would keep the victims' heads as a type of trophy.
Ted confessed to 36 killings, but investigators believe to be more, estimating up to about 100.
First, 1974, a 21-year-old woman was bludgeoned while she was sleeping and abducted. Her skull and jawbone were discovered at Taylor Mountain in Sarnia County, California. March 12, 1974, a 19-year-old woman was also abducted while she was walking to attend a jazz concert. Ted then left her body at Taylor Mountain. Unfortunately, she was never found. April 17, 1974. An 18-year-old woman disappeared while attending a meeting in Central Washington State College. Her skull and jaw bones were also found at Taylor Mountain. May 6, 1974. A 22-year-old woman goes missing from Oregon State University after leaving her dorm. Her skull was later found at Taylor Mountain. All the women either got kidnapped trying to help so-called injured Ted, or Ted broke into their dorms or homes. In the fall of 1974, Ted moved to Utah to attend law school. More women began disappearing there as well. Around this time, Ted had a girlfriend named Elizabeth. Elizabeth was a young mother to a baby girl. Elizabeth and Ted would end up dating for 6 years.
Elizabeth suspected Ted was up to no good. She would soon go to the police, telling them of her suspicions on Ted, but the police had a hard time believing her.
In August 16th, 1975, Ted failed to stop at a routine traffic stop and was stopped by a highway patrol officer in Salt Lake City. The officer found it strange that Ted didn't have a passenger seat and asked Ted to step out of his vehicle. The officer soon finds a murder kit. The kit includes items such as a ski mask, handcuffs, rope, an ice pick, and more tools and trash bags.
They investigated Ted's apartment but found nothing to keep Ted locked up. Ted was then released but was put in 24-hour surveillance. Police would then go back to talk to Elizabeth, and she informed them that she once found a bag full of odd items such as a pair of crutches, surgical gloves, women's clothes, and a meat cleaver. Investigators then searched through Ted's car and found matching hair that belongs to three women who were missing and one who escaped Ted. Now having evidence, they pulled the girl who had escaped Ted so they could do a lineup. She picked Ted, and Ted was arrested for assault and kidnapping, but was let out of jail on bail.
Ted then went to court for the same reason and was found guilty. Ted was sentenced to 15 years in prison on February of 1976. Ted's car was also a match to the car seen in the cases of the missing girls. Ted tried explaining, but was soon arrested. The car was a Volkswagen Beetle. Ted was getting charged in another case and decided to represent himself. Ted asked if he could use the library for his case. Ted noticed a window open. Once he was left alone, he jumped off the second story window. A couple days after he jumped out the window, they found him and arrested him. Ted escaped two more times on December 30th, 1977. Ted climbed through a hole in the ceiling he made and escaped with a 15-hour head start. Ted escaped prison and ran for it. He was later found not long after in some bushes. Ted would end up marrying a lady named Carol Ann Boone for 6 years, but soon divorced. On February 10th, 1980, Ted was sentenced to death in the electric chair. His death wouldn't be carried on till a year later. On January 24th, 1989, Ted was put to death in the electric chair. Many celebrated while Ted was put to death. Ted remained a suspect in many unsolved homicides, more than likely responsible for others. It was said Ted would display oddly as a little kid. At a young age, he liked to collect knives, and he was very behavioral, and he liked to look inside people's windows. Ted fell in love with a girl because she resembled everything he wanted. He would end up dating her, but soon she broke it off. It later became apparent that many of his victims resembled her, brown long hair, and they were all so beautiful.